This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And by the way, the baseball season's about ready to start. Tampa Bay Rays are getting ready to go too. It's going to be an interesting season. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans and EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. And at Parler, we're at The Captain's America. Our Twitter account is at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and go over there and take advantage of the things we have there. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Slow Joe ain't going to be slow when it comes to these new executive gun orders. Now, there was an announcement made, or a comment made, I guess it was a direct quote to Biden. He says, I've passed gun control before, and I can do it again. Your thought, because I'm getting a lot of comments.
Well, just about every one of the existing executive orders signed by Biden are being challenged in court. So,
yes, ma'am.
These next ones, if he goes after any type of this gun control restrictions, whatever it may end up being, it will be challenged in court. Now, the Ninth Circuit, I think, last week, now I hope I could be wrong on this, so your listeners are going to have to fact check me. They came back and said that I think it was concealed carry and whatnot did not apply to anybody wanting to carry outside their house. They could
Correct.
Do it inside there.
You are right. There was a Ninth Circuit.
There's something very wrong with that one.
You bet.
And I'm not sure if the way that it was reported was accurate. So I have not read the decision to determine the accuracy of it, but it's kind of like judge slowly.
Well, look at Florida. Look at Florida, what happened Friday. The state legislator, the representatives, passed the bill for concealed carry in a church, which was prohibited, as well as public library, schools, and all that stuff. But it's all inserted in there. And now it goes to the Senate this week, where it's almost certain to get passed with flying colors, and the governor will sign it.
Well, we need to read the text. I don't trust media to tell us, you know, what is there, and I don't trust, you know, some of the, you know, newspapers or whatnot. So we have to work very carefully to see how some of these things are being reported for accuracy in what the language actually looks like.
Well, I got it from the governor's office, so I'm just reading off that. But that's his, you know, and then again, there may be something in there. I don't know. But at least we know that in the state of Florida, there are good things happening and not bad things.
Agreed.
Yep. So here we go. House Resolution Number 1, the Democrats' 886-page partisan wish list of a voting bill, which would basically kiss our voting rights goodbye, because we would be at the whim, if you will, of the progressive left Democrats. Now, that passed the House on a party line vote earlier this month. I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate, but we're hearing that it's just there's Democrats that are against this thing in the Senate. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I interviewed a couple of former U.S. lawyers about this particular bill last week. And I would say before we even, just because the way things are always done procedurally, do we have to keep doing them that way? You know, the Democrats are all about, you know, changing up all kinds of things. So why shouldn't the Republicans necessarily attempt to do the same thing? And what I'm saying here is we know that there are many, many things in H.R. 1 that are unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. So before it even moves to the Senate, it should be there should be a lawsuit or an injunction on the bill to test its constitutionality before it even gets to the Senate, so the Senate doesn't even have to, you know, go through that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, or, well, and if it is determined that it is unconstitutional and several piece parts are, then you can go back to everybody in the House that voted for it and challenge them in court. So... Mm-hmm. I didn't get a lot of traction from all these lawyers that I was talking to, but it was more of a shot across the bow that I was making. You know, this is like stupid. We know on its face. I mean, because one thing that it should be a mind blow to everybody in H.R. 1 is the notion that it creates kind of another Supreme Court, an additional Supreme Court.
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out. See all the great things that we got going on here. And by the way, when we come back, Senator Ted Cruz said something that we talked about a long time ago on this show, and it's back again, and you're going to hear what he said when we come back with Denise Simon.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. Now, you hear him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, hour number 4, and then you hear his Edwards Notebook on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But he's not personally on the show on Saturday, just the Edwards Notebook. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something I've been taking for going on about 5.5 years right now. I take it because it works and because it's all natural, no drugs in it whatsoever. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It goes right straight to the pain or the discomfort you're having, to the source, and it will lower or eliminate the pain altogether. It also helps to reduce inflammation if you've got that problem going on. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and it'll get it all going. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. There's a tutorial over there, a little video you can watch. All that answers any question you've got. relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Our favorite question asker is on the phone, so Backgammon Bob, take it away.
Yes, sir, Captain. On the vaccine cards, I think it probably would be a good idea, and maybe we could make it up, have it make it optional for the established. In other words, if you want to go in a bar, restaurant, nightclub, whatever, they could. That way they could see that you, otherwise you might have to do mask and socially distance. But I think it's a good idea to have some kind of thing. Maybe you can even make it part of the driver's license. Okay, that's it.
All right. Thank you. Now, that's a lot of maybes here, Denise. What do you think?
Well, you know, we have to prove a lot of vaccines already, you know, for our kids in order to go to public school. You have to have certain kinds of vaccines when you travel internationally that are part of a, what they call an immunization card.
Yep.
That goes along with your passport and whatnot. So I'm not so sure that it ought to be part of a driver's license, because, I mean, that would mean that you'd have to have your driver's license updated.
Yeah, we'd all have to go back through there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want this the world open again. We want commerce and the economy, you know, stable with some growth and, you know, especially when it comes to schools and education. We want to get back to some sense of normal.
Mm-hmm.
So is this having some kind of I think the passport is probably the wrong term for it. I mean, those that have gotten the vaccine have gotten an immunization card, if you will.
Yeah.
I think that's sufficient. You just give what they have provided you, and I think that's necessarily sufficient. You're in a registry anyway.
Sure.
So I don't know that you necessarily have to have a card. You're in a database already.
Yep. Now, President Trump ripped Joe Biden over the border crisis mess, and he said, oh, you should have left things the way they were, because he set it all up for him. All he had to do was follow what was going on, including the wall. And he also mentioned that he's headed to the southern border wall soon, maybe.
Soon, maybe, yeah. He's just putting that out there. I'm not sure that they're necessarily making plans for him to go to the border. It would be kind of a security nightmare, if you will, unless it's just to, you know, some open locations and not to some of these detention facilities. Jen Psaki was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And she came right out and said the border is closed and the Biden administration is sending these people back, which is
not true.
And Chris Wallace called her on. It's just factually not true. So not only have they asked for volunteers out of HHS.
Yeah.
I don't know how many they got. Then they were sending people from FEMA. Now you have the Office of Management and Budget that has sent a letter to virtually every single government agency.
Correct.
Asking for a 6-month volunteer deployment down there.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't sound to me like the border is closed. Does it to you?
No. They're letting them in. We know that. And only, and by the way, 13% of the people that come that are in here get sent back. 13%. That means 87% are coming in, and the majority of them are being released, and we don't even know where they're going.
Well, we also have the getaways.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what that number
That's right.
is.
That's right.
None. I would have liked to have said to Chris Wallace, step aside, dude. I'll ask Jen Psaki the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to know what briefings that this White House is getting. How many illegals are already in the United States? What's that number that they're operating from? And where did that number come from?
Mm-hmm.
What number are we throwing? What kind of taxpayer dollars are we throwing at the existing crisis before this new crisis?
All right. We have another caller, and we got another question, and I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
What's your question?
Hey, good morning, ma'am. I always enjoy this segment, as many others do. Here's it's a rhetorical question of sorts regarding vaccine passports and what the justification, the tangential justification that X amount of children receive X amount of vaccinations or immunizations per year in order to attend X, Y, or Z. As far as international travel, the public health service card 731, the old yellow shot record in order to enter travel abroad. Here's the situation. In my opinion, the numbers don't match. okay? In my opinion, the seasonal coronavirus is only 6 to 9 months, and that's historic. Why should people have to prove vaccination in order to buy a Dr. Pepper at the local convenience store or Walmart if this thing is supposed to be so, how should I say, there's an existential threat, in my opinion, to the free movement of a people within a country that prides itself on constitutional rights and Bill of Rights, et cetera. Now, what I see happening is that the government will implement this sometime coming in towards the fall, because the news is trending towards everything, quote unquote, some sense of normalcy in the fall. So sometime over the summer, when the numbers are low, they're going to come out and say, look, well, because of the extra ultraviolet light and everybody's getting extra vitamin D, that look, we're going to implement this just to ensure our safety. My question, well, here's the question real quick, sir. Here's the question. If it's so deadly and so, such a huge pandemic, why, this goes to the border, why is it even open? Why is this even a question if that's the thing?
All right. Thanks, sir.
That's my thing. Yeah, thanks, sir. Simplify.
All right. There you go. And appreciate it. And good luck to your boys.
Well, Canada's closed. You know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on social media. Canada's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal, Biden, with the southern border? There's so many moving parts to all this, as I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Biden administration is actually talking about not only a $3 trillion infrastructure bill, but they're actually talking about another COVID relief package.
Correct. I heard that yesterday. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
So here's the deal. At what point, I mean, there's not enough people, let's say the entire country was immunized. Let's say the entire country has been vaccinated. Okay. What if we employed virtually every single person in America, legal in our country, legally or illegally, and citizens, we don't have enough of anything that we can begin to pay any kind of this debt or pay for any of this kind of money that the Democrats are spending. So it's, you know, to limit the free movement of people has been an outrage, which is the reason I think that DeSantis has been working so hard to get the cruise industry back on its feet.
Sure.
Telling the CDC to get out of the way. I mean, if these things were so bad, why are the airplanes flying?
Yep.
And they're at capacity.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and go to founderscode.com, founderscode.com, to find out what it is that she's up to. I'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations. And I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate. And states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread. And we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military news report on the Captain's America Third Watch. First of all, today is Vietnam Veterans Day. You'll see a lot of veterans with their Vietnam Veterans caps or their shirts or their jackets or whatever. And they'll be going to different places for different reasons. But if you see one of them walking around, tell them thank you for their service and welcome home. And something else, if you are listening to me anywhere within the sound of my voice around the country, Mission Barbecue is giving a free Vietnam Veterans lunch today. So stop by and take advantage of that. And many, many, many locations within the sound of my voice right now. All righty, here's what National Aviation is all about.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National
National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here across the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. I'm on this side, they're on that side. So, pretty simple. Now, what I suggest to everybody is you call them up and ask to take the tour at whichever facility is closest for you to go to. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And that's the number to call, and then you pick the place you want to take the tour at, either Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa, Florida, because you'll be able to see what it is that you'll be doing, training to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. You'll be able to talk to students, instructors, and just get a real idea for the job, which, by the way, is a lifetime career. Once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech, you can go to work anywhere in the world where they have a need for an aviation maintenance tech, anywhere. And the money that you can make is just astronomical. Six-figure salaries are not uncommon at all. So, there you go. Now, the Marine Corps' amphibious assault vehicle that sank and killed nine Marines should have never left the ramp, so say investigators, showing slides of the assault vehicle before it ever got off the ramp and into the water. Now, the Marine amphibious assault vehicle that sank off the coast of San Clemente Island in California back in July of 2020 resulted at the time in the deadliest AAV accident in Marine Corps history. According to the slides that were released from the investigation, two of them, it revealed that there was structural damage and the vehicle never should have left the ramp. What a shame. What a shame. Now, Joe Biden says U.S. troops are likely not going to be out of Afghanistan by May, but just can't picture them there in 2022. What it looks like is going to happen right now is that the troops will be there until at least November as they try to work out a way that's acceptable to all sides, including the Taliban. Why we need to appease them is beyond me, because we all know what's going to happen. Once we leave, they're going to cave the government in, and they're going to take full control again of the country. Watch and see. Now, Afghanistan's military forces need U.S. assistance to successfully counter the Taliban. We know that. We know that. It's obvious. And the top general for the U.S. Special Operations Command told the Congress just that amidst the debate over whether or not American forces should remain in the country beyond May 1st. I told you a long time ago when this discussion first started that they were going nowhere. The same for Iraq. They are going nowhere, although they are in much better shape in Iraq than they are in Afghanistan when it comes to training, weapons knowledge, and what they can and can't do. Now, U.S. Cyber Command conducted over two dozen missions to block foreign adversaries' efforts to undermine voting integrity in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. We didn't know that until Friday. And by the way, a House panel advanced a bill that would repeal the 2002 authorization for the Iraq War. We knew that was coming. And it's probably going to pass the House. Whether or not it will pass the Senate, I don't know. Now, Special Operations Command has created a task force in the Pacific region to work with our allies there to thwart China's information operations, so says the commander of U.S. Special Operations. and a large batch of the one-time dose Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine is headed over to the Middle East and Afghanistan, which could allow U.S. Central Command to inoculate most of the overseas personnel who want the shots by early April. We'll see how that works out, by the way. Also, North Korea, still being a pain in the you-know-what, confirmed that it tested a new guided missile as Joe Biden warned of a possible response. But North Korea confirmed it tested a new guided missile as Biden warned of consequences of Pyongyang escalated tensions amid stalled nuclear negotiations. Sure, right, Joe. Also, the U.S. and other Western countries are waging a psychological war on Russia to try to undermine President Vladimir Putin and his state institutions. That came from an advisor to Russia's defense minister. In flight testing, the U.S. hypersonic missile is about to take off, literally, perhaps as often as once every 6 weeks over the next 4 years. But the Pentagon still has a long way to go to create the ecosystem of skilled people, test facilities, and industrial capacity needed to build such weapons at scale. Talking about the hypersonic missiles. Now, U.S. Special Operations Forces need a new armed intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft to fully support all its missions, so says Army General Richard D. Clark, who happens to be the head of U.S. Special Operations Command. He told the Senate Armed Services Committee that. And again, we'll see where that goes. And 40% of U.S. Special Operations Command is now aligned to meet the challenges of great power competition, a shift that means the command needs more modernized intelligence. Okay? Nothing like good intelligence, that's for sure. By the way, Senator Tom Cotton, introduced legislation to banish the critical race theory from the military altogether. Legislation would specifically ban ideas like the U.S. is a fundamentally racist country, only in the minds of the people that are accusing it of that. And we had our National Medal of Honor Day, where civilians are recognized for valor and service. The recipients of the nation's highest military honor marked National Medal of Honor Day, which had been curtailed previously by the coronavirus pandemic, but a tradition that continued with the announcement of the annual Citizens Honors Award recipients. All right. Coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Going to be another one of those great days out there. So enjoy the weather.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. That's the guys in green, Everglades Equipment Group. They're within the sound of my voice all around the state of Florida. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Baseball starts this week, my man.
Yeah, well, Thursday, right? It kicks off?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cold up here. I'm sure these guys might want to stay down there and continue playing down in Florida.
Yeah, well, they're not coming up there right away, as you well know. They're starting out in the south, and I think they'll be down here for a week, is what my understanding is. But anyway, we'll see.
I know, some of them are. I mean, I know the Yankees open up against the Blue Jays, and they don't have any outdoor stadiums, either one. I think Blue Jays still play in Buffalo, aren't they?
No, well, Buffalo and Dunedin. They're going to start out in Dunedin.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're down here in Dunedin, too. So some of the games will be played here, just like the Braves. I'm not sure how many, but everybody's playing a few of their opening games down here where they do the spring training. So anyway, let's talk about this deal over the weekend. Now, Larry Kudlow on television, he has a television show now on Fox Business,
He said, class warfare from Joe Biden will crush the economy. And he went on to talk about the discussion about the Senate filibuster and all that stuff. But Senator Elizabeth Warren, you know, Lizzie Warren, she got into a Twitter feud with Amazon, which is run by the Washington Post owner, Jeff Bezos. And she said that these companies were abusing tax loopholes to avoid paying their fair share of taxes. Would somebody please explain to me what the fair share means? Nobody seems to have an answer.
Well, that's the issue, is that they always mention the phrase fair share. What's fair? And I always try to argue this point based upon how many months out of the year do I get to work for myself, and how many months do I have to work for the government? And, you know, no one ever, whenever I ask that question, people bring it up, they never give me a straight answer. They can't explain it, because, again, you talk about it in terms of time, and, you know, there's certain people out there, like you and I, I'm sure many of your listeners that are, you know, they're up listening to crack of dawn, they're working long hours, and you think about the amount of hours that you put in over the course of a day, over the course of a week, over the course of a month, and you say, well, how much of that time do I get to keep, and how much of it do I have to give to the government? And, you know, it's pretty extraordinary when you factor in all of the taxes we pay, from gasoline taxes to sales taxes to, if you live in a state that has state taxes, to federal taxes, to the taxes that you have on your cell phone bill. You're in a perpetual state of paying taxes here in this country.
Well, gasoline taxes are going to go up. That's all part of the infrastructure bill, we understand. But let me just go on a little bit with Amazon. Do you know who the public relations operation chief is over at Amazon?
It was the same guy got himself in trouble last week. That was this Dan something, or was that the guy?
No. It's Jay Carney, the former Obama administration press secretary.
There was a guy last week that got in trouble because he actually put some tweets out basically saying, you know, to Bernie Sanders, and they got all upset about that. But yeah, Jay Carney, I remember him.
Well, when she tweeted out, when Elizabeth Warren tweeted out the fair share comment, Amazon turned around and responded immediately and said, you make the laws at Senator Warren, we just follow them. And then Warren fired back, promising to break up Amazon and other big tech companies. So then Amazon's last tweet back was, so you're not powerful enough to heckle senators with snotty tweets, ?
Well, yeah, that's part of the issue, is that these senators and these politicians, many of them, quite frankly, you know, who the hell do they think that they are? And this is part of the problem that we have here in this country. And it went along last week with that tweet where the guy came back at Bernie Sanders, and a guy from Amazon said that, hey, we're more progressive than you guys are. We have $15 an hour minimum wage. We actually get things done. And all of the news, oh, how could you talk to like that? And this is a United States senator. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to put it bluntly. Screw that. They work for us. They're our employees, and you know, that they're lashing back like they're some sort of king or queen or royalty. This is, you know, we've got to a point in time here in this country where we're everything that we're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You don't bow down to these people in Washington, D.C. They should be kissing our ass, quite frankly. You know, it shouldn't be the other way around. They work for us.
Now, here's something for you. Did you know that San Francisco is planning to pay certain residents a guaranteed income of $1,000 a month? Do you know who those residents are?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that they're going to start handing out to artists or something like
that. That's right. Artists, the street artists and the sculptors and this, that, and the other, because they've had such a tough time trying to make ends meet.
Well, technically, Matt, we host programs. Are we not verbal artists?
Yes, we are.
Would we qualify for that?
Yes, we would. And by the way, we're considered it. You and I are considered to be essential people in the scheme of things, according to the government.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we are essential people. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I got my vaccine already then.
Well, that's how you get it. All right. Well, let's talk about this ship that's over in the Suez Canal. They floated the bow. Now, they haven't got it moved yet, but they've got it up in the somehow or another, they got the bow up to where it's now floating, but it's still stuck in the mud for the most part, and I guess they're going to have to yank the thing out by whatever means. They'll tackle it again today.
I'm actually surprised they haven't sent something in to unload that ship.
I would have.
Yeah, that's what I would have been the first thing I would have done. Was probably get all that you know the stuff off the ship. That would probably have been the first move. But I don't know what's going to happen next. But it's causing a major problem. Really is. I mean, it's back. It already supply chains are bad enough as it is right now. It's going to get worse. But then again, you know, it's amazing to me is that. I've been talking about semi-program in terms of immigration is the fact that, you know, we could have, you know, if you're going to outsource factories and stuff like that, you know, maybe we should have developed some and done some in Central America and these other areas. Could have built trains. It would have been much faster for the goods to get here to the United States. And, you know, we just didn't do that. We weren't forward thinking. I did like, you know, I don't want to be critical, and I'm very critical of Biden, but I did like him coming out this past week. I'll freely admit he's talking about having our own, Silk Road type of initiative like China has.
Yes.
Where you're starting to make investments around the globe rather than, you know, tariffs and other things. I think that that's the way to go. And I've been talking about this for a long time. I think we got to be spending more money making investments, and developing areas. I think that's a much better way to go.
Now, we know Joe Biden has an economic plan to focus next on infrastructure. It's going to be over $3 trillion. We've been hearing reports possibly as high as $3.8 trillion. But then in lieu of all of that, we hear yesterday there's going to be another stimulus bill, Coleman stimulus bill.
I don't know. Is some recovery part? I don't know.
Yeah,
what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, but it's you're right.
I think that it was in tune with that, but I don't know where the hell the money's coming from, man. Like I said,
they're printing it, Chris.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like I don't think people fully understand, you know, how bad, you know, what inflation is. Inflation is another tax. And we were just talking about taxes. You know, whenever the value of your dollar continues to just fall, and that's what it's doing. It's just falling off a cliff. Not a good situation by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, you don't suppose that they're listening to the top money managers that are all over television betting on a consumer boom to be like the roaring 20s coming back again. You don't suppose they're buying all that, are you?
Oh, I don't think that. What does that have to do with the, I mean, even if it does, I mean, again, it's not going to do anything in regards to inflation.
No.
I mean, the fact that your money is not worth as much. Is, you know, again, you save and you put money away, and if you don't spend it, it disappears before your very eyes. It vanishes. And that's what inflation is. It's another form of a tax.
Yeah.
And it allows for the government to print more money and pay back debt at a lower level.
And finally, our governor down here, Ron DeSantis, has threatened to sue the CDC to get the cruise ship sailing again by summertime if Biden doesn't do it on his own.
Ah, good for him. Good for him. It's going to be a tough lawsuit, but, I mean, again, he's doing a lot of smart things out there.
All right, Chris, you have a great day. Stay warm. It's going to be about 85 down here.
All right, guys, so long. Have a good day.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And believe me, when he gets a chance to come down here, he'll be down here. That's all there is to it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.